alcohol.
Amala, on what key is it? Is it C or what value should we play? And we Jayarada Madhava, and then this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Where are you coming
from? C. Do you know what the view, or you can...
So, hi, boy.
Hare Krishna. I wish a wonderful good morning for you. I hope you will have a little contact with the sleep on the night and are ready to absorb some more. Just get ready here. Today in the morning we were surprised ourselves. I wanted to talk a little on Chaitanya Lila and wanted to bring our attention to a meeting between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the lead Kirtan singer in his movement, Mukunda Datta. Because in that meeting, when the meeting was set up, the nature of good kirtan was proclaimed for all times, for our own, let us say, understanding how we can enter the kirtan zone. What's the kirtan zone? It's a in all spiritual practices, you want to enter a level of consciousness. Sometimes in the Upanishads, this level of consciousness, which Prabhupada called Krishna consciousness, is also called by names like Dahara Akash, the spiritual, the sacred space, or the spiritual space. It's an area within the heart where the soul and the super soul reside, where divine connection can take place. So when we speak of a word like yoga zone or kirtan zone or a level of consciousness, Krishna consciousness, we talk about what all spiritual traditions mention as a certain exalted spiritual level of consciousness. So how to access this and how to go there is extremely important, this knowledge, and it was revealed in a very, very, let us say, moving encounter or moving interaction between Mukunda and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We will talk about this and we will do something.
Thank you.
You direct the boys, you, okay. Because you know what I do.
Okay.
When I sing, when I will come to a place where we have music, and then I have music in between, we couldn't really discuss it. So I will call upon you then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then you will play the flute in your Jagannath.
Every one will play Pridanga and the harmonium,
yes,
in the background.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it possible to amplify this beautiful band of Kirtaniyas without any moving the whole hall?
Try to do it. It should be live here.
I'm sorry, some technical.
Oh, my God. Each and every living being has its eternal form in this material existence. And Krishna is the eternal attraction for all of them. Krishna is the complete whole, and everything else is its part and parcel. The relation is one of the servant and the soul. It is transcendental. And this is completely distinct from our experience in material existence. Now please listen to how Prabhupada describes the relationship of Krishna or to Krishna. It is one of his sentences which for many readers of Prabhupada. This relation of servant and served is the most congenial form of intimacy. Would you like to hear the sentence again? This relation of servant and the served is the most congenial form of intimacy. One can realize that as devotional service progresses, everyone should engage himself in the transcendental loving service of God, even in the present conditional state of material existence. That will gradually give one the clue to actual love.
My dear devotees, this Dharma in this ancient time, as we described in the Yuga Dharma of Chandra, is this which is the key to the action of eternal life and an intimate relationship with the Lord. How to use this key properly is something which is important to understand. Many have gotten this key but put it in the wrong bowl, the door of the bowl was there. Air refreshing bowl, the door was on the right. Many have taken the key, thrown it away out of disappointment. Even when you have a key, you need to know how to use it. And this modern key. I am highly competent. Most of the areas of life, one is an entering an electric door. I mentioned, first of all, everything was I went to the wrong house. No response. Then I went to the right house. but I put it in the wrong way. No response. Then some kind soul helped me opening the entrance door, but then I came to the door, which is more private, this is my personal room, all my Krishna cookies. I put it in this time it was all wet and there was it was 20 minutes of stuff. I had somehow drunk the water and fallen in something and it was in my case not working. So even to use the key you need some knowledge. So in order to apply the chanting of the holy name, some initial understanding of Sambandha and Abhideya is required, otherwise won't work. This type of knowledge was revealed in the most moving way by Gauranga Mahaprabhu to Mukunda Dasa, who is his eternal singer, who the eternal Kirtaniya comes with him wherever the Lord goes. We will hear about this, but we forgot the important letters of this, our basis of this. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya, Gurudeva, Kirtan and always listening to the Bhagavatam. This brother is Vasudhi Dutta, about whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made a declaration which he had, which is so unbelievable, that at the end of the declaration, Mahaprabhu said, "Don't leave me, that is the fact what I have said." What Mahaprabhu felt for Vasudhi Dutta, brother of Mukunda, is amazing. He said, "I am only Vasudeva. My bare body is only meant to please Vasudeva, and you can go and sell me anywhere." But he said, "I am the slave of Vasudeva." This is how Vidyadhara Maharaj sometimes likes to address his devotees. He says, "I am your foot slave." He says like this. I'm your slave. All rights sold away. All rights given to the living books. I'm your slave. You are a slave to the living. Everything you do is there. This is how Mahaprabhu talks about Vasudeva. Three times he moved. "Don't visit me. I'm so close, so intimate a relationship I have to visit." But Mukunda, he sat during this time of blessing in a corner and cried. He had no power to approach the one. Finally, Srivas Bhakti, the host of the early Sankirtan nights, approached Mahaprabhu and said, "What is going on? Here's Mukunda. You're blessing everyone except for Mukunda. What apparatus has Mukunda done?" And Mahaprabhu gave a very, very fierce answer. In Bengali, this translated, the direct translation of Bengali is a very heavy, it's a bad word. When you hear it in an American translation, it's not a mere person names. But he called him, Mukunda is the strong, stick man. This is a bad word. When you call someone, you are a strong, stick man. Very bad. He comes expressing humility by taking a straw in his mouth and then asks for my service. "I'm your servant, I'm your servant." But then he turns around. He takes a lucky stick in his hand and he beats me. He is a strong stick. He says one thing in our assembly, and there is something wrong. When he is out, he is somewhere else. If he is on his working place, but I'm trying to relate it to your situation. Then he is another company, he speaks against Bhakti, this Mukunda. And then he heard all this, but the voice of the Lord didn't need any amplification. In this kirtan, millions of people danced. There's no recorded information of the loudspeaker system. It was something else. It was spiritual. He heard. And Srivas Thakur came to him to break the news that the Lord had fiercely stated, "I will not see this person." He had heard it already. He listened to Srivas Thakur. "My life is useless. I will. What is the use of the body of Sivahamaru? I will take this body and take the excuse. Did it make some sense to say that there is something like dying in the Ganga? Anyways, the trouble that I mentioned is this. So, I will commit suicide. But before I do, before my life will leave this body, ask him one question. After how much time will I see him again? Jesus comes and says, he's asking, when will he see him? Oh, we get very intense. After 10 million births, the next thing that happened is Gunda, who was hiding, sliding behind the wall, start jumping up and dancing and shouting, I will see! I will see again! And as he dances and shouts, tears of happy anticipation run down his face. When his holiness Radha Maharaj talks about his past, he turns to this audience and says, are you also patient like this? If after some time you don't think this is Krishna consciousness, leave it. After taking 2 weeks, then I'm a pure devotee, no problem. It doesn't happen. When Mahabharata Buddha hears this external expression turns into a smile. And he says, bring him immediately. Now, who was this? Who could have? What is some of this background information? We need to hear this because what will happen now will require all of your attention to understand. It is very, very deep. That you must know Mukunda. The first time Mahabhu met Mukunda had come from his hometown called Chatya or Chankara. I believe it is somewhere in Bangladesh. He had come with a group of Bhaktas on a pilgrimage to Navadvipa. Their goal was to sit at the banks of the Ganga and have a kirtan and bhagavatam. They avoided the busy places that the bathing ghats there and sat in a solitude. Just for themselves. There was a small group, and they had brought a deity of Govinda with them and performed a puja. Now, during this time, Mukunda Datta was he was the kirtan. Right? He must have sang a melody like, we have prepared for you. This is something like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you.
something happens. The topmost of our Vedas at that time, the Vedas, was drawn to the place of pure devotion. He brought my associates. And then, drawn irresistibly by the pure time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the edge of the kingdom. He had tears in his eyes as he listened to the word, but he couldn't chew because he still was not revealing that he was a master. He was in a mood of pity. And who could have kept him singing?
Realizing the import of that and make movements.
text was volcanic humanity. The volcanic is connected to the fire of the earth. It goes very deep. This humility was there. Bhagavan said, I know only by bhakti you can be conquered, but I have no bhakti. This sour mouth of mine never asked for bhakti. See, the sourness of your mouth, you can't take that away by mouthwash. It's the language, it's the expression which is power. It's the vada, the feeling which is power. We must ask and beg in a loving mood for bhakti. And then it's time to pray. What's the use of me when I have no bhakti? Duryodhana saw Krishna, but he offended him because he had no bhakti in his heart, and his whole dynasty was punished. All these kings who arrived in Videha to witness the marriage of Rukmini had no bhakti when they saw you. And when you took Rukmini, they attacked you with the lethal weapons that they intended to kill. And they saw you. There was no bhakti in their heart. Hiranyakashipu, and before him his brother Hiranyaksha. Sorry, this is close that they had no bhakti and they despised you. Why did my mouth not rot away? Because I did not ask for bhakti. Simple people like Kuja and Monche of Mathura saw you and gave everything to you, and you reveal yourself to them and visit yourself. The florist, Siddha Gaurav Meher Sudama, had bhakti in their heart, and he visited his own home to accept his father. Kamsa also lived in the same town, but he had no bhakti. He was living in the town of Bhakti, Mathura, that you had appeared, but he had no bhakti. And when he saw you, he didn't feel pleasure rise in his heart. By the power of bhakti, everything is done. Ananta, whose millions of mouths chant your holy name, carries all the planets of the universe without any support, because he has bhakti, that is the foundation of his life. Impossible things become possible if someone has bhakti. You reveal yourself in all your glory, if someone has bhakti. Veda Vyas, great scholar, had no bhakti before Narada Muni corrected him. He wrote the Vedas all from Narada without bhakti. It is bhakti by which you can be known. It is bhakti by which you reveal yourself. Without bhakti, everything is useless.
sense in the earth. Oh, why did I not ask for your bhakti? My kirtans are without bhakti. They are dry, so dry. Without bhakti, that's all that's left. Now Mahaprabhu was getting very upset. He said, Stop. The bhakti bhakti mukunda is very dear to me. Whenever you see mukunda, that's where I am. But what you have said is true. How long is this? Without bhakti, everything is nisha. Even when someone should be able to see me, if the seeing is not seen without bhakti. So my dear devotees, this whole interchange between the Lord and His main kirtaniya, His main instrument, Haridas is there, Namacharya, and Mukunda, that is the Kiran man. Haridas Thakur is the Jap man. But that is wrong. That is very, that gets a little bit of offense. No, Haridas Thakur is Namacharya, understood that he also did Kiran, he sang and danced. The various Kaganga and extended to swamp with his body like ants. And so, but Mukunda doesn't care, that's why he thinks and this season was just to inform us it must not be done, must not be done. So I will. That the holy name can be chanted in two ways. Ordinarily, that means without bhakti, like we do, and with the flesh of this bhakti. The ordinary chanting, if it is done without offenses, there's still no affection in the chanting. But it is done without the offense, will bring you somewhere near to the Lord. And we don't want to get too complicated here. But the chanting with affection, even in the neophyte beginner, will bring you in close vicinity of the Lord. Or like I said, the congenial form of intimacy. This affection. Now you would say, where do I get this money from? How do I do this? I'm a doctor. This is what you're saying. I'm ready. Give it to me. Suck it to me. Learning American English from Harry Potter. some feeling, something beautiful. But for the Christian, there is a truth in this connection. Krishna Tumahayani Pareya Pala Maya Bhanda Pareya Krishna Pareya Pala. One is immediately freed from the clashes of Maya. If he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I surrender unto you. I'm your sincere, serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Immediately there's a reason. But you must connect with some devotional feeling inside. Can you also feel that you are separated from Krishna, or do you think everything is okay, Maharaj? I'm Yoga. After 40 years of practice, can you say you are full of bhakti, or do you feel you are ready to walk some more? What bhakti is there? The special master saying, what life is it you are? That bhakti can be getting only if you beg for it. And it is done by the simple inner orientation. Please engage me in your service. It is this translation which is necessary. Jiva Goswami Bhaktisiddhava says, when you chant, you must simultaneously be aware of the meaning of the mantra and to the mood of the mantra. Chanting is not the dance floor. Chanting is not meeting my friends and having a good time at night. Chanting is not about spending time with your mind trying to conquer it in the land of the desert heart. Chanting is a sincere call of the awakening soul for its Lord to connect. Mantra chanting. Chintaya. Meditating about the meaning of the mantra is really like the key which unleashes the spark of bhakti in your heart, makes it grow and grow and grow. You only have the shadow name that means the semblance of the name. And as long as you don't chant with the sense of relationship. My dear Bodhisattva says, imagine His Holiness Sister Vrinda Maharaj runs low with the budget to facilitate this event. He decides that the promised lunch will consist of pizza with papyrus and Mediterranean olive oil, spice with lavender and rosemary. Only that's not good. But because there is not enough money, he only asked the cooks to prepare one pizza. Then he installs a light and a shadow of pizza. And with a very joyful smile, he invites you to eat your pizza feast. Shadow will be there. Even when the 1,600th person is gone, the shadow is still there. But you can't eat it. It doesn't nourish you. So yes, the shadow name can be there. But only the moment you chant with a sense of relationship that is calling out for Krishna, then something happens. And when you sit here, you would have real privilege. You can see all of you from the front.
I am too small by everyone to experience this, but it's a great experience to see.
Some of you are crying. I am a personal witness, but a warrior's witness. Others are witness. Some of you are genuinely closing their eyes and they don't know what is happening to them. All of a sudden, something is there. The whispering of bhakti can be heard in the whispering hills. So I request you at the end to say this. Yeah.